You know, the other day I was watching a doctor in nursing, 40-year doctor in nursing, written many books. His name is John Campbell out of the United Kingdom. I've been watching him for a long time now. Of course, we found him right after the corona thing kicked off. And he ended up taking both shots, having some side effects. Now his blood pressure is high and all. But he was a true believer when it first started. And over the course of the last 3 years, I've watched as this institution of medicine that he trusted wholeheartedly, that believed everything that was written and all the guidelines and all, I've watched his glass houses were shattered. At this point, he doesn't believe a thing that they're telling us, because even the data is showing that they were lying to us all along. But the thing he trusted the most and all, had faith in more than anything, is shattered. And I've seen that with Dr. Ryan Cole and Robert Malone and Naomi Wolf and just more and more and more people that are trusted in the system, either bought into it or smelled a rat to begin with and started digging, and found that in every case they've been lied to, and their trust was misguided. You can see the pain in each one of them that have worked so hard for so many years, their whole entire lives, just to have this, their world around them shattered. You know, I think there's a lot of other people. You look at your education system and the thousands and thousands and thousands of teachers that have left there or are in these teaching jobs that they understand they're teaching socialism and Marxism and breaking down the families and all that. They were true believers. They spent their entire lives going through college to help kids and all, learn how to be a teacher and an educator and all, only to find out that trust has been broken. Their glass house shattered. Maybe you're one of these teachers that know how to educate, know how to teach, but you have to teach to what the state says, and you know that it's doing harm to the kids. The social justice warrior stuff and changing history and leaving out monkeys on Dr. Seuss because they're racist and those kind of things. So your trust in the system has been broken. What about all the people that trusted the science, Mr. Fauci and Dr. Blinky and Donald Trump and Joe Biden, and all these people telling them, lock down, wear a mask, all of it lies. Is your trust broken? Is your glass house broken? This government system that is out of control and rules and regulates and all, and is supposed to protect our liberty, is that trust broken yet? So where is your trust? Where is your faith? It certainly can't be to this system. Not after all the lies. Who still believes the lies? Who are still in this cult of trusting authority? Without question. Look at the parents across the nation that have realized that the public education system is doing more harm than good. Look at the surge in homeschooling after all the public education systems locked down, wore masks, closed down, didn't care about the kids. They told you you cared about the kids, but did they care about the kid? Look at the damage done. Is your trust, is your faith in the public education system gone yet? What trust, what faith, what misplaced trust and faith has been shattered for you? The whole system around us is untrustworthy. These are the things that people don't see, don't understand, or do not want to acknowledge. Government is not your friend. And these institutions that are now controlled by this system of government cannot be trusted either. The CDC, the FDA, what is it, the FDA, the NIH, the CIA, the FBI, even your local people. Do you trust anybody at the state house? Do you trust anybody at a local level to plan your world around you? After the last 3 years, can you trust any of them? Where do you put your faith? And the Bible said, don't put faith in men, faith in the Lord. And I think for a long time, we have put faith in men, in government, in the state, in the collective, instead of the Lord. The Lord says, do unto others as you would have done unto yourself. And you can judge all the laws. You don't have to have any more laws than that. Don't harm anyone and don't steal anybody's stuff. A crime is an intentional damage to a person or their property. Government plays no role in that unless it's an adjudication. In order for a crime to have been committed and adjudicated, you have to have a crime, intentional damage to person or property. You have to have an owner or a damaged party, and then you have to have witnesses to that. That's when you can adjudicate a crime. But other than that, all these laws that men have made, all the rules, regulations, all that can be done away with and judged by that one thing. Who do you trust? Do you trust the Lord and that one rule? Or do you trust men and their thousands and thousands and thousands of rules and regulations and loopholes and ways around it, and the criminal justice system run by criminals? Who do you trust? It's getting to be a little springtime around here. Josephine's starting some seeds, getting our tomato cages ready. Soon it'll be growing season. It's time for us to rely on each other, have faith in the Lord, and do away with this government. It's going to kill us all. Till next time, boys and girls, peace.